لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه ومن سن بسنة لهم الدين. أما بعد، my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. May Allah accept our meeting and guide us for knowledge from Al Quran Al Azim and Sunnah Al Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم. Allah Ta'ala to save all of us, inshaAllah Ta'ala, from the fitna in this life and to help us to be a good Muslim and true believer, inshaAllah Ta'ala. Yesterday we spoke about Surah An-Nisa, ayah number 12, and we reached the part after Allah distribute all the portion between all the members in inheritance. Allah ended the ayah. Allah, He says in the Quran, مِن بَعْدِ وَصِيَّةٍ يُوصَى بِهَا أَوْدَيْنَ أو دين غير مضار وصية من الله والله عليم حليم. And Allah said, after any bequest which was made or debt, before you did the people taking the property and assets for the one who passed away to distribute it among us or for the members of the family members and to give them their portion, you have to take the money which is belong to bequest. And we say the bequest cannot exceed more than one third. And the Prophet, he said the third is too much. Because if you take some people, they take the third and they try. Actually, no, I'm going to punish my children, nothing for them. They didn't never listen to me. They never take it from me. So I'm going to take this money out, preventing them. Allah, He knows about your intention. Don't do that. Unless you contribute for the third, to whom you love, hospital, orphan place, masjid, relative are poor, and you need to help these people. That Allah accepted this. But don't donate the one third in order to escape or to punish someone else or to reduce the amount for all the inheritance. So we agree about this. So Allah, He said, after any bequest which was made or debt, somebody pay, we have loan. You have to pay the loan first. So the Prophet ﷺ never breaks Salat al-Janaza until he asks, هَلْ عَلَىٰ أَخِيكُمْ مِنْ دَيْنٍ. Is there any loan? Your brother, he took it from someone. He told the people all the time like this. If they said yes, قَالَ اذْهَبُوا إِلَىٰ عَقِلَتِي. Number one, you have to go for his family member. They are poor. They cannot pay, Sheikh Ali, the loan. Then after that, what we have to do? You have to do even the shaheed, the one who died as a shaheed, the ulama said, accepted the debt. Allah forgive all his sins, accepted the debt. Because the debt is belonging to who? To the others. Al-Hajj, you go for Hajj, Allah forgive everything between you and him. But you treated someone unjustly, you took his money, you stole him, you so and so. This is will be delayed until the day of the judgment that Allah judge between both of them. Ask Allah to clear all of that. That's why we have to go and ask, did I do something against you, Brother Saeed? I ask you by the name of Allah to forgive me. So I have to come to Him in this life before we die. Other way we will stand in a front because we have rights. We have rights among each other. You understand? That is actually the idea in Islam. So Allah, He said here, or debt, as long as there is no detriment caused, harm caused. There is no harm caused. Like Allah, we give the example yesterday, Abdul Rashid, the people, they cannot play with abortion. Allah fixed it already. Cannot play with this. But Allah, He said, He mentioned two things, bequest and debt. That is the two, the people can play with it. They could fabricate something. The man, he passed away. Right? And he left a wife. We give this example. He will leave the wife. And he left a brother and sister. And the wife will take one quarter of the whole property. And the 70% will go his brother and sister. So the people, the relative with his wife, how come you taking, you working hard with him all your life? You make money with him, so and so. You take only one quarter or 25% off the loan of the property? La. So they got a fabrication. They fabricate, the husband borrowed from his wife 20,000, 30,000 before he died in order to take this first before they give it to who? To his brother and sister. They play game. They play game all the time. we have to mention this clearly to find where we are from this. You see, even between the children, some people, they love a child and he want to give him the most. This is not right. You have to treat your children equally, even if somebody disobeyed you, because it's not belonging to Allah. He made this formula. Allah, He made this law. You cannot favor one over the other one, even if one of them are devil. You cannot, because he's a Muslim. That between you and him, this is another issue in front of Allah Ta'ala. But you have to make it. The man came to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, hadith of Sahih. Listen for this hadith. The man came to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and قال أشهدك يا رسول الله أني أعطيت هذه الحديقة لابني. I make you witness, messenger of Allah, that I contribute this. He's still alive, remember. I contribute this garden for one of my son. For my son. The Prophet asked him right away. He asked him, he said, he made the Prophet ﷺ witness. And if Rasulullah ﷺ is witness, the case is finished. So look, he doesn't let it go. So what did he? قَالَ أَلَكَ إِبْنٌ غَيْرُ. Do you have another child with him? قَالَ نَعَمْ. قَالَ هَلْ أَعْطَيْتُهُمْ حَقُّهُمْ. Did you give them the same? There's other children. Look what the Prophet ﷺ قال, did you give them the same like what you give to your son now? He said, لَا. قال فإني لا أشهد على جور. I cannot be witness for something is injustice or something is not fair. Allah, you came to them, yes, I be witness. لا. He asked the question right away. Therefore, even wallahi ta'ala said, listen for this carefully, akhi, because all of us we have children. Listen for this carefully. An-nazra, looking, it will be counted. What does that mean? When an-nazra, you look. When you look to one of your child, you have to look to the same to the other child. This is habit for Sayyidina Yaqub. Jacob alayhi salam. Because of one looking or the looking, what happened? Allah said in Surah Yusuf, let me see, that you are commanded in Islam to treat all your children equally. And if you get that, so the first child came and sit down in your right side thigh. The second one, come here and sit down. Let them, the other one, feel that he also, you are so anxious about him, you care about him, exactly the same like the other. But some of us, sometimes, especially Brother Saeed, the young one, he's still all the, he took all the show. You all the time actually come back, you hug him and you carry, and the other one you ignore. And the other, sometimes you don't pay attention at all for the other, because he's old now. But the young one is always taking your care, right? You give him everything, you buy the stuff for him, you make him happy, you take him and you carry him, you take him somewhere, and you're ignoring the others. That is wrong. That's wrong in Islam. That's what happened with Sayyidina Yaqub. What Sayyidina Yaqub did? Yusuf alayhi salam and his brother Benjamin, they came from one mother, and all the other brothers, they come from different woman. So they are brothers together from the same father and mother. Yusuf and his brother Benjamin, the brother Yaqub alayhi salam, he was just he's a Nabiullah. But the other brother, they don't understand this. He was worried too much about Yusuf. He loved him too much, and Benjamin, because they are young. Because Yaqub alayhi salam, what happened? He gave them the same portion when they were young, but they don't look for that. To remember, they were also, they took part of his favor when they were young. But when they became older, and Yaqub alayhi salam, he was worried too much about the two sons, Yusuf and Benjamin. They look at what they said. Look what the Quran said. قال تعالى في كتاب الكريم في سورة يوسف. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Yusuf what? إذ قالوا, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إذ قالوا ليوسف وأخوه
أحب إلى أبينا منا ونحن عصبة.
What Allah said in this ayah? Verily they said, Yusuf and his brother, the most beloved to Yaqub, to our father, more than us. And we are group. We are a lot. But these two kids, they took the most favor from the father now. Because it's his who is fair. They are old now. But he ignored them and he concentrated with who? With Yusuf, because they're still young. So what happened? Look at the Dajjalises, the hatreds. What's going to happen, Brother Saeed, from the Dajjalises?
قالوا اقتلوا يوسف أو اطرحوه أرضا أرضا يخل لكم وجه أبيكم وتكون من بعده قوما صالحين.
Allah said in this ayah, kill Yusuf or cast him out of some other land. So that's actually cast him out of other land. When they took, how they plan against Yusuf, in order to make the favor of Yaqub, the property of Yaqub, totally for them. So what they plan? And who bring this news? When they said, kill Yusuf or cast him to another land, kick him out, take him to another land and abandon it. So his father is never gonna look at him anymore. So why? Because of the jealousies, because of the hatreds. So what happened after that? Allah, He bring their secrets. Nobody knows. No, اقتلوا يوسف, go and kill Yusuf or cast him out to some another land. أو اطرحوه أرضا يخل لكم وجه أبيكم. So that the favor of your father may be given to you alone. Look what they say. The favor of your father may be given to you alone, that you will be righteous folk by attending repentance before committing the sins. So that's what they did. Because of what? Because Yaqub alayhi salam, he was focused in these two children. Therefore the ulama, he said, don't ever make the children any differences between the children, because this is creating, if for example he banished the biggest one, what about after Allah, they call me to wash one of the brothers in Brooklyn. They call me one day, Ya Sheikh, somebody died, passed away, come and they wash him. I said, inshallah ta'ala, where is him? So and so. So I went over there and I started to speak with the family. So this father, he was alone living in an apartment by himself because he divorced the mother of the two sons. He has two sons. So what happened? He has a heart attack while he was alone in himself in the apartment. And then what happened? He called his elder son. The elder son ran to his apartment, to the apartment of his father. And what did he do? He called the ambulance. And when the ambulance came, I said, take him to the hospital, and he left and he went home to his brother. SubhanAllah. Look at this. At the time washing him, we called the two sons to see the father, to kiss him. So I found one is crying too much. Look at this, and we learn, okay. One of the two sons, both of them are more than 20 years. One of them, he killed himself when he saw the father naked, and we washing him in the table. And the other one, not even a single tear. The one who called the ambulance for his father, he said, take him. And he left. He did not go with him to the hospital. Allah. And we told him, actually, told him, go and ask your father forgiveness. And the boy tried to squeeze himself to cry, but now no tears. Something wrong. Something wrong here in this situation. Don't make gap between you and your children in Islam. Try to be closer to them. We are busy. The problem, Ya Sheikh Ali, we are so busy. We have no time to be with our children. There is a gap between us and our children. And when the children grow up, there is no any compassion, no mercy. They don't feel that you are a father. Because what? We're concentrating in this life. But anyway, come back to our, again, don't let one of your child to curse you after you die, or to hate you, because he received from you unjust action. ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. So Allah تبارك وتعالى in this he said, in the end he said وصية من الله, وصية من الله. This is an ordinance from Allah تبارك وتعالى. Allah, after he described the formula in the Surah An-Nisa, and he made a portion for every single member, those who are still alive and deserve part of the inheritance, this is the law of Allah. So we have to know this is from Allah تبارك وتعالى. Then Allah تبارك وتعالى, he knows خائنة الأعين وما تخفي الصدور. Allah تبارك وتعالى, he knows the fraud of the eyes and all that the breast conceal. Allah, he knows about that. Who exactly sincere, who not insincere. And then Allah تبارك وتعالى ended the ayah to make you go. والله عليم حكيم. حليم. الله عليم حكيم. So why Allah he said in the end of the ayah, anyone disobey Allah, anyone cheating or conceal or change the debt or change actually the pledge or change the bequest. So Allah he ended the ayah with Allah, والله عليم حليم. And Allah is knowing and forbearing. Haleem. Allah is Haleem, forbearing. But why Allah he ended the ayah when someone deceiving in the bequest or deceiving in the debt or change any one of it? So Allah he should say, and Allah is punishing those who disobeying him. So why Allah he ended the ayah that Allah is knowing and he is forbearing? Why someone here disobey? You see how much Allah tabaraka ta'ala merciful even with those who deceive. We will tell you from this inshallah ta'ala next time, because I have to answer the question from brother inshallah ta'ala about a question. Can you tell the people your question inshallah ta'ala? Brother, go ahead.
You mentioned two items, the will and the loan. If will has a lot of money mentioned and there is no money left to pay the loan, which goes prior?
All the time. We explained that early in our classes. Yeah. In this masjid, when we started the ayat, this is maybe like more than 10 classes. In this ayah number 12, 10 classes. Could you imagine about this? You actually, and we of course we study the last ayah from Surah An-Nisa to speak about all the portion and so on and so. Now, someone has a loan priority, in order to go and pay the loan first, because the loan belongs to the others, unless. The one who lends the money said, you know, I don't need anything from you. I know his children, they need some money. So take this money and give it to the children. That's up to him. But we cannot go and negotiate with him to leave. But it has to be voluntarily from him. So if he said, I don't want the loan anymore, you owe me nothing, give it to the children, that's fine. If he said, no, I need my loan, must you give the loan first, even there is nothing left for the children, because this is belonging to someone. And that's why the Prophet ﷺ, before he prayed the janazah, he asked, is there any loan against your brother in Islam? They said, yes, go and ask. And when they came and they told him, Ya Rasulullah, his family member are poor, so what did he do? He said, سُدُّ الدَّيْنَ عَنْ أَخِيكُمْ. He told the jama'ah in the masjid to pay the loan off, for the lender to pay for him, the owner of the loan, to pay for him before he break the Salat al-Janazah. And if the Muslim, they are not qualified to pay the loan, you understand, Allah himself, he will pay the loan for that person, but the Muslim will be guilty, because if we are allowed, alhamdulillah, and everybody pay something to pay the loan off, for this, the deceased person, it will be a great idea. Inshallah ta'ala, a great reward from Allah ta'ala. Loan all the time. Loan. loan all the time. And the ulama, if you remember Brother Saeed, when we spoke about this, someone, he passed away and he never before, he has the money, but he never did the Hajj. He will be punished in his grave. You have to understand this. Say, Hajj is like Salah. Can you postpone the Salah? You cannot. You know what? Hajj, if you have the money, the Hajj became obligation. Obligation. Someone, he said, I don't have time, I don't have time, I don't have time, I don't have time. 5 years, 3 years, and he done. But the money in the bank, a lot. This person would be punished. So in order to save this person, we have to cut from the property and asset which he left it, certain amount for al-Hajj. Brother Saeed, could you please take this and go and perform Hajj for someone who passed away, and we gave it to Brother Saeed, Brother Al-Shawkat, we can give them the money. Yes, this would be a good idea. So the ulama said also, not only the loan, if he has a Hajj, he did not perform it, you have to cut the money before you distribute it among the children, because he lost a fard. He ignored one of the 5 pillars in Islam. And everybody, anyone, ignore any one of the pillars in Islam, he will be punished by Allah Ta'ala. Therefore, the Hajj also, you have to save money and go and make Hajj instead of him, inshaAllah Ta'ala. And the person who performed the Hajj, he will have a reward also. Allah will give him. Not to tell him, Sheikh Saeed, go and leave your job and put a full time and go and make the Hajj. Allah give him the same reward like he made Hajj, and the Hajj will be counted for the deceased person, inshallah. That's a great mercy from Allah tabaraka ta'ala. May Allah tabaraka ta'ala teach you all of us. اللهم تقبل منا واقبل منا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى. اللهم يا رب اجعلنا من الذين يستمعون القول فاتبعون احسنه. اللهم يا رب اجعلنا متحابين بجلالك مجتمعين على كلامك. اللهم اهدي اولاد المسلمين ونساء المسلمين وشيوخ المسلمين. اللهم ارحمنا فانت من الراحم. ادخلنا الجنه مع الابرار. اللهم ابني لنا مسجد مناتن. اللهم ابني لنا مسجد مناتن. يا الله ارزقنا التوفيق. يا الله ارزقنا التوفيق. يا ارزق يا الله ارزقنا التوفيق. يا الله made it for you. يا الله only alone. اسك الله تبارك وتعالى to bless all the Muslims everywhere. Give victory for the Islam in everywhere. Save all of us from the fitna in this life. اسك الله تبارك وتعالى to enter all of us جنة الفردوس. اسك الله تبارك وتعالى to save all of us from the punishment in the grave. The punishment in hereafter. اسك الله تبارك وتعالى to make all of us love each other في سبيل الله. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله. جزاكم الله خيرا. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت. أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. This class inshallah will be continued to put it in our website. Inshallah you could review it. جزاكم الله خيرا. السلام عليكم.